The smell of the hemp oil is almost overpowering this close to my face. Waiting here is excruciating. My eyes are streaming long before you do anything deliberate to make me cry. You do, though, of course. When your first punch lands, bouncing off my ribs, the rope begins to tighten. It will not loosen again on its own, you tell me. It is tied in a proper hangman's noose, designed only to cinch tighter and tighter. I am momentarily brought out of my fear by the tickle of a stray fibre against my neck before the roughness makes me gasp. Stepping back, you begin to work me over in earnest, blow after blow against my flesh. I would cry out or sob if I could take a breath. I can't. Between the tightness of the noose and the shock of your fists, I have no air to use. You pause at the pop of a rib breaking and step back to see what you have wrought. You seem grimly satisfied. Your laughter is cruel as you force your hand between my legs. Your fingers graze across the slick staples where my cunt used to be before you sealed it shut. It was, you noted, already useless anyway. You spin me on my tiptoes, the rope really all that is keeping me upright. Faintly, I feel a sort of gratitude for that. The light scratch on my back confuses me at first. Then, as you press harder, tilt the blade to an angle to point against my skin, I understand. Cool metal gives way to raw, hot incisions, blood gently running, then smearing against my back, my ass, my thighs. I don't know when you stop until I feel your body press against mine. It both soothes me and sets my welts and cuts on fire. My head swims with fear and lust and desperate need for oxygen. Your cock forcing its way into my ass, eased only by my own blood, gives me a sharp moment of clarity. Each thrust from you brings me pain and fear and tugs the noose just a little tighter. It is only the rope and your cock that are keeping me upright now, both implements of my pain and your pleasure. When I come to, I am on the floor at your feet. Your cum, my blood and tears and juices pooling beneath me. I reach for you and you laugh. Desperate, reckless little girl. Your tone is mocking. Clean up your mess before you leave.